Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Thank you for joining us into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline in our 27th year on the air, bringing you the latest in cool consumer tech products and services, gadgets and gizmos, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. We're chatting, and you've got to be sure and check out the video at intotomorrow.com with the CEO of Bike.com, David Decker. I'm wondering, though, first, Dave, what was your goal in developing Bike.com and your own line of e-bikes, for that matter?
It's really our goal for Bike.com is to make it an extremely accessible place to buy a bicycle. And the reason I say that is shopping for a bike, believe it or not, can be intimidating, especially when you go to some of the specialty stores that their focus is on road bikes, right? Those super fit individuals in spandex that can hit a Strava segment. And that can be it can be intimidating to someone who's not into road biking or not into bombing down a hill on a slope style bike. So our goal is to make it as accessible and easy, kind of eliminate the jargon and just have that experience that, hey, I'm confident enough to buy this bike and I want to buy it and I'm going to go out and ride it. And we're trying to provide those tools to make that happen. So with our development of our first bike, we wanted that to be as simple as possible. It's a very basic, easy on, easy off bike. You turn it on and you hit the pedal assist 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and you go. That simple.
And it really is that easy. And I'm guessing I probably wouldn't look very good in spandex. So yeah, I'm not one of those riders for sure. So I'm considerably less intimidated on the Denago, on this particular That's e-bike. Awesome. And choosing how to ride, I'm glad you brought that up, because that really is what I think it should be for everybody. It's like, you know, anybody can enjoy it. And you don't have to be a mountain biker. Again, no mountains here in Miami, so we couldn't anyway. But, you know, you don't have to be one of those speed cyclists and that sort of thing. You just want to get out and have, again, that freedom to ride. So I'm guessing certainly that's one of the main things that makes the Denago e-bikes different from some of the others.
Exactly. We really want it to be an accessible brand, something that's not intimidating. And like you said, I love the freedom to ride, right? Just the freedom to ride. Get on your bike and go out and ride. And there's no judging, right? We always say that too. There's no judging.
Yeah.
We want anybody on a bike, because that's our ultimate goal.
Oh, sure. And I can honestly say that none of us have fallen off. I mean, it's not anything to be intimidated about. But, you know, me especially being the older guy in the group, if you will, just because my name's on the logo. The point is, you know, you don't have to be intimidated. And this is what's really neat about getting outside again. You know, my doctors recently, just routine checkups and whatnot, said, tell me about your exercise these days. Well, I walked in to hear from my car. Does that count? You know, that sort of thing. But now I feel like, of course, I'm getting some exercise, even with pedal assist. You know, I can otherwise not even have to pedal, which is nice if I hold down the throttle. But I do the pedal as well, because if I'm out there, yeah, get some exercise, but not too much. You know, I don't want to overdo it, especially the exercise. So instead, let the bike do the job.
You build up to the exercise, but no, seriously, you're right. It's just you can just get moving. I think that's the key too, right?
Yeah.
Just get outdoors and get moving, clear your head, and enjoy the outdoors.
And what other products and maybe services do you guys offer at bike.com? Are there other things for folks? Can you get other items for these e-bikes?
Well, I'll talk about the service. That's a good question you asked. So one of the hard things about shipping a bike through a direct-to-consumer model is the assembly. So although our bikes are about 95% assembled, and it's fairly easy for someone who's technical, if you're not comfortable building a bike, we offer a white glove service. So right here in our warehouse, we have a team that will assemble that bike fully ready, put it on a pallet, ship it to your front door, drop it off, you unpallet it, and you can get up and ride. The battery's charged, tires are inflated, everything is set, the brakes are set. Or our other option is we've partnered with a lot of independent bike dealers because, as I said, the specialty stores can be intimidating. They're important to this industry, and they're extremely important to getting more people out on bikes.
Oh, sure.
So we partnered with these independent bike dealers. We will ship the bike to them, and they will assemble it with their professional teams. So then you could go to your local bike store and pick it up. So we're trying to make that as easy as possible as well.
Wow, David, you've done a lot for a brand new company. So I'm even more proud of you knowing that you've got these partners around the country. You've got a lot of people that are, as you say, encouraging folks to get on a bike and get some good exercise and have some fun and explore and that sort of thing. So kudos again, all the way around. We're so delighted to be able to help promote you as well. Do you have any exciting new products that you can tease us with? I promise not to tell anyone, but whatever you want to share.
So we do have a couple new bikes coming out. Go back to the website, www.bike.com. In August, you'll start to see them popping up. We have three new models coming out over the next 3 months that we're really, really excited about. And same philosophy, easy to use, easy to ride, unintimidating, easy to purchase, and just gets you out on a bike and gets you riding.
Ah, terrific. What do you see the future, Dave, of e-bikes? I mean, we talk about electric vehicles. Of course, it's the future. To me, so is an e-bike. More and more people are going to be getting involved, and especially if they just want to go around town. You know, you don't have to get in the car, whether it's gas. Boy, talk about a great way to save gas. I've even done that, where I just needed to run to the store for something.
Yeah.
Don't take the car. Take the e-bike, take the Denago from bike.com, because it does the job. And then people look, but how is he doing that? He's not even pedaling. Yeah, I love it.
I truly think e-bikes were just at the beginning here in the United States. You know, in Europe, it's much more common. A lot of people are riding e-bikes for everyday use, for commuting. I think here we're just at the beginning. I think as you see more e-bikes out on the road, electric vehicles, I think it's going to be more of the norm, as opposed to where you said, like, people see it and say, what is that? Is that an electric bike? How does that work? I think in a few years, you'll be seeing a lot more people on them, and I think they'll be more familiar with people.
Yeah, it's kind of like the first time when they were first out, the Segways, and they sent us one, and I'm tooling around town on that and turning heads constantly. What the heck is that? But you're right. It's certainly not nearly as common in the U.S. as it is in Europe. And every time we travel there, we see a lot of them, and they don't turn heads. They're very common.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's assume that, e-bikes are going to become more and more common here in the U.S. And to your point about how easy it is to install, we can vouch for that, too. Even me and my team managed to put this together. I think all we had to do was add a little bit of air in the tires because, in shipping and whatnot, I guess it got a little depleted. But that was it. And it was literally up and running and riding within minutes. And
awesome.
that's when all the fights started. Good fights, no real fisticuffs. But all the, my turn. Okay, excuse me. I'm the boss. I get to ride it first after Chris does to make sure it works. So I don't fall, But we all had getting dirty looks now from the control room. Oh, so he was the guinea pig. Well, yeah, if I get hurt, everybody else is out of work. So, I have to be extra careful. But not a problem. We all continue to have a lot of fun with it. And again, no wonder it's the single most requested prize during the summer giveaway. So thanks to you and your team for providing that and the review unit. It's very well being used, I can assure you.
Perfect. I love to hear that.
And certainly, let's stay in touch. You're a delight to chat with, David, and we want to continue to encourage folks to get out and have that freedom to ride and enjoy it. Perfect. And we invite folks to check out bike.com. Can't miss it. Can't forget. It's easy to remember. But in case, we'll link you there when you visit intotomorrow.com. David Decker, the CEO of bike.com. Look forward to getting you back on again soon.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And make sure you get out there and ride.
Oh, for sure. It's my turn, I think, in the next hour. So
awesome.
I'll escape.
Perfect.
Thank you, Dave. Oh, we appreciate it. Bike.com. And of course, we'll keep everyone informed as new models come out. So stay tuned into tomorrow. There's much more to come. I'm Dave Graveline right here on the Advanced Media Network.